Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
a big storm coming, huh? Northern California. We have two hurricanes that are
Northern
coming, right?
Northern California. Heath?
Wait.
Come on now.
Wait. Hurricanes coming through California?
Aren't they two huge
storms?
So
it's like these like insane storms that are like merging into one that's about to hit Northern California. And apparently it's going to send 60-foot waves.
What?
But apparently it's going to be some like insane flood that we haven't seen in California in like 140 years.
Great. And that flood is going to cause the St. Andreas fault. I know it.
Just one after another.
I always love where it's like, there hasn't been a storm like that in 140 years. Does that mean someone at the library is like, going through,
like this had to have happened at some point. Like,
yeah. Someone had like a Mariah, like an ink pen.
Matt, Mariah, I'm going to team up with somebody and write you a 5 minute video, like 5 minute clip of you guys doing that. A storm is coming and you both need to figure it out.
Go through the records.
Save the world.
There hasn't been one.
Just give us a scenario.
Yeah. 200 years.
So that only means
we're going to be in trouble.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Mariah, full production, red camera, everything. We're going to sell it. We're going to sell it.
Do y'all remember that movie, The Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
This shit fucked me up.
Yeah,
it's scary.
When they're in like New York City and they're like by the library and that water is coming and Jake Gyllenhaal's running to...
And it's already freezing outside. Come on. Why would God do that?
It's going to be like 10 days of like... an insane storm.
Oh my gosh. He's like, don't go back into the snow. Don't do it. He's telling all those people not to leave.
It is crazy.
And they all freeze to death.
Oh.
Flying from somewhere so sunny. Oh. Unbelievable. No way.
I'm honestly a bit worried.
What, that it could be getting worse?
Just for like everybody in NorCal.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys-
Park, and what you, first thing you gotta do is you gotta take your cars to the highest parking structures you can.
Oh my God.
When you watch this movie, like every time, I feel like back then when we used to watch these type of movies, in my head was like, oh, these are so fictional, it could never happen. But now lately, I'm just-
Anything
could happen. Like I'm just, this could possibly happen one day and which wipes out like 25% of the planet and we just sit here every day and we're like, well, whatever. Whenever the day comes, it just comes.
What was the issue? In
what really happened the day?
What really happened the day after tomorrow? Was it because the axis on the Earth tilted and like we had a new North Pole and a new South Pole?
Yes, yes. In the movie,
the poles flipped.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
That's right.
Like the North Pole or the South Pole, it went to like Washington D.C.
Yeah.
It like completely. Like I remember that, and then the other side was just that was the only thing I remembered
that
in that movie.
Doesn't happen.
You know what's weird? Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal. Sorry, we're talking about so much of the intro. They forgot that they did this
filmed
movie
together. Yeah.
They were in like a press interview and they were like, so what was it like with you guys on The Day After Tomorrow? They were like, oh, we were in that together because they filmed
he was like
wow. Scenes separately.
Wasn't he like, crazy. Oh, you played my dad or something like that? He was like, I played your dad in what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine being that successful where you just can't keep track.
And they were never in the same scene.
Only until the end.
Wow. I always thought they were always all in the same like set.
Yeah.
For some reason. Taking breaks and then meeting
about,
up.
About like music collabs. Like, are they in the studio together or do they just do it
Most
separately?
Most of the times they're not.
They just send the song and they say like, record your verse and just put it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll record in different like states and then they just send it to they
It
send
would be
it
cool to
another.
See them all together though, like writing it at the same time and recording.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be more hype.
Like Bedrock, were they all in the same room?
What?
Bedrock, well that was like Young Money. I think.
Well, they were all in the same music video, so that counts as all being together.
Yeah.
Right? Wait. Were they? I'm like thinking of all their scenes. I don't think I ever saw them all together in one, like in one room.
Dude, they performed on Ellen all together.
Ellen. Isn't that weird?
They did.
Ellen, I'm pretty sure they, Young Money performed on Ellen doing, I can make your bed run.
And Ellen's the only one that's just out of just.
All right, let's run this intro.
Yeah,
let's roll it. We have so much to talk about.
Come on, baby.
We've done so much back recording where we've missed like the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. This is up to date.
Okay, let's go.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Woo!
Sift through the book. Sift through the book.
It's yours.
What?
Oh, one.
Very good.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And you are watching Unfiltered. Thank you for joining us for another episode. Woo. Sorry, I lost my voice again.
A little rusty.
Oh, yeah. Looks like you had a good time.
I did.
You got some colors.
I did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you look good.
I had to watch out because my hair, I can't be under the sun. I can't be in the water. I can't be in the ocean.
Wait,
and you probably did all of that.
Yeah.
Your first hair transplant. Remember we went on to Miami boat. And he's jumping off the wall.
Mariah, I was just talking about that. I completely messed up.
We were doing like 40 miles an hour on the boat and his hair is just whipping this.
No, Heath, it wasn't even that. Before that, when we got off the plane and went into those Lamborghinis, the big fuck up. The tops were down.
This
right?
was a couple New Years ago. Or wait,
yeah, a couple New Years ago when I got my first hair transplant. I had my hoodie on. I was like, oh my, guys, I can't ride in these cars. And everyone's like, you're fine. Just cover up. Like, cover up your hair. So I'm in there with a hoodie and we're all like filming and driving pretty fast on this like street because they were filming. And then my hoodie just threw. It just pops up and all my plugs go like that, which is like the worst thing for your plugs right after you get them. Like I was like, that was probably what, 2 weeks later? You can't even like comb hard on your hair in like the first 2 weeks. And I just remember this wind took my plugs. I probably lost like, not even gonna lie, 15% of my hair.
So now that you've had the new hair transplant, mm-hmm. You know, you were going to Mexico.
Yeah, went to Mexico. I didn't plan that out right, obviously. But I did pretty good. I had a hat on the entire time. Like the sun can't hit it for like more than 5 minutes.
Oh shit.
Or it like, because I'm still healing, my scabs are still open. Or yeah, so if the sun hits it, it could like really damage my entire scalp and head.
Okay, but you were responsible.
I was very responsible.
Because even like after a few tequilas, you like to break the rules.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
I was mainly drinking at night. I wasn't really drinking during the day. A little bit, but like not enough to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get to Cabo smoothly?
I did get to Cabo smoothly. It was beautiful. Everything was great. The only thing that we had all hard time with was how persistent everybody on the streets are when they're trying to sell something to you.
Oh, yeah.
They are so,
don't touch anything.
So persistent. They
don't even look at anything.
Crazy. It was like, as soon as we hopped off the car to go to this like bar that everybody like talked about in Cabo, we got out. I swear we all probably spent in the matter of 5 minutes, 10,000 pesos.
Which buying stuff.
I had a lot of money.
Folded.
All of our pesos just soon flood, like it disappeared
like into. What did you buy?
Before we even, so the first thing that happened, we got out, we're like, woo, we're here, baby. And all of a sudden an iguana is on my shoulder.
And then you're like,
iguana here, iguana here, iguana on Natalie, iguana on Todd.
And it was like $10 a picture.
And we're all taking pictures, not realizing
they're charging you for it.
Oh, they're about to charge us for this. But like, it was, we didn't ask for it. It was just thrown on us.
Yeah, that's how
we're taking pictures and we all start looking at each other. We're like, oh, and the lady is like, and then she had her three kids. The three kids were even more persistent.
Oh, yeah.
They all had this like row of like bracelets that they're all trying to sell. And man, they were boom, 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 bracelet, boom, boom, boom. They were hurting us. And it got to the point, it was 10 minutes of just like poking us, begging.
And then there's one in the back, just like writing stuff down with a calculator. Yeah. Just like adding
it. I kind of snapped. I was like, no. And then I went back. Oh, and the kid was like, turned around and walked away. 5 seconds later.
Well, once they get a sense you're a big spender, you've already spent on one thing, then they're like, oh, yeah, he's going to be one to, like, who's going to keep.
But we told ourselves right after the iguana incident, we were not going to allow it to happen again. And then 5 minutes later, somebody's walking around with these bands that said like,
big
dude, we had a kooky muncher and we had all these, it was really good. It was pretty funny. And now I was talking about the whole weekend, how we have to get these bands and you wear it on your head. And it's like a thing you do in Cabo. We were the only ones wearing it on our head. Oh, nobody was wearing it on their head.
Maybe
us.
In like 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like, no,
it expired. It's 2012.
But it was the first.
It expired in 2012.
It was the first time we saw it. So we're like, we're just doing what you're supposed to do out there. And every 3 seconds, cocaina.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Go. I swear every five, we could not believe.
That's where your 10,000 pesos.
The cartel was all over the place.
It's probably because of that fentanyl crisis. They got a lot hanging around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one wants to buy it now. So they have a lot just like, we got to push this
exactly,
product.
Exactly. I actually wanted to talk about another situation that happened when we were out. That I believe it was that night. We were all just by ourselves. We didn't know anybody there. And all of a sudden, this kid, I don't know if he lived there or not. He just seemed like a local. You know what I mean? And he was like, stick your hand out. And I was like, okay. So I stuck my hand out and he dumps.
Decapitates it.
He dumps a mountain of cocaine.
No.
Into my hand. I'm like, oh my God. Heath, I'm telling you, it looked like. Looked like $1,000. So I was like, Oh my God, I'm like freaking out. I was like, and I didn't want to drop it either because I didn't want to get.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, get this on my hand. And he's like, okay. And blows it all. Blows it all over the floor. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, we got to get out of here.
Was it real?
Where were you?
We were like in one of those, like, it was, there's like two main bars.
Blew it in your face.
No, okay. Not in my face. He just blew it. And we're all like, oh my God. Like, what just happened? It was just so like, it's what you see in
fake
movies.
Yeah, was it real?
Wonder if it's fake and then they do it to get money out of you because if people like are like, fine. Like
I'm telling you right now, man, it was real. Oh, it was not shit. It was not fake. I could tell.
It was that fish scale, but
yeah, but that was like pretty much the Mexico trip the entire time.
Backing off people with cocaine trying to say.
And the hotel we're at was so nice. Dude, it was insane. One of the nicest hotels I've ever been in. And the price was like really good too. It was not expensive at all. And out there. What else
was it? Was it all inclusive, the resort you stayed at?
Pretty much.
Were the drinks free or did you have to pay for your drinks at the hotel?
No, you have to pay for everything just like a hotel.
Oh, it ain't like Cancun. We had a hand sanitizer dispenser in our room that had different alcohols. Oh. It had bottles upside down. Like it looked like the hand sanitizers on walls. Yeah. And you just walk up in your own room.
Was it a super like elegant hotel or was it more just a normal hotel?
It's not elegant. It was just like... It was where
you know what? It's a place
where South
to sleep.
Floridians go.
Yeah.
Like it was like cruise people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ours was just a Hilton. When you think of a Hilton,
really nice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, the Hiltons I've stayed at before this Hilton have always been like regular hotels. It's nice, but like pretty regular.
Well, American Hiltons, or there's a lot of different degrees of Hiltons.
Yeah, this Hilton was nicer than any American Hilton I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's a resort, like a Hilton resort. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. They had like sushi stations everywhere. They had, the food was amazing, like good authentic Mexican that was like better than any Mexican here. They actually did an amazing job out there.
Was the water, the temperature of the water in the pool nice?
Oh my, yes, everything.
I know, sometimes I've like gone to some resorts where I'm like, it's not, I don't know.
And the service, impeccable. So I would leave the room, right? And somebody from the hotel is constantly texting you, making sure that you're okay. So we were out and I left my do not disturb sign on. I don't even know how it got there. It was just on my door. And the lady's like, the do not disturb sign's on your door. Would you like to still clean your room? Like, it was like service like that all day where they're constantly making sure that you were completely okay.
Ooh, and I wonder if that they did that because of that one dad who like went disappeared.
Maybe.
Was murdered recently in Mexico.
In Cabo?
At like a resort. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well,
there was like one. Yeah, there was a really strange incident.
There was like the one lady. There was a few people that. And it was part of the hotel like cleaning service people, right?
That's where caught. The mystery gets like weird, where they've had these like weird circumstances.
The one lady was like found in a storage closet, like with like the cleaning supplies.
And then there was that one guy who was like found in the window of like one of the bathrooms. Like it was a dad. Wow. And like, but it's so bizarre. Anyways, but that's great that they're being like,
be careful. And that's nice that they're checking in on you.
Yeah. And they also check in when you get in before the valve, like before the section where you come in with the, what do you call those?
Like overhang.
Yeah. The overhang, like right before you get onto the property, someone's checking you in and out every time.
Nice.
Like they get your room number, your name, everything. So I think like, over the past few years, probably shit's happened where they have to just,
and they just
constantly
keeping track of everybody.
Did you hear about the kind of like trick scam that people are doing in hotels to get into people's rooms to like steal?
I saw something like this on my TikTok recently.
So basically, while somebody is like the cleaning service is cleaning a room, you walk up, act like it's your room, and like, oh, did you just get started? Oh, sorry. Can I just run in real quick and grab my like hairspray or something like that?
Oh,
like,
that's smart.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Just give me 1 second. Let me just grab this. Yeah. And then they go in and they'll just like grab whatever they see. And you just get into somebody random's room like that.
I feel like you can get in like that every time. Like usually those days are pretty
start cleaning my, can I just run in real quick and grab, I forgot my comb.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's another thing they say, always keep like the do not disturb and don't let anybody like
especially
come and clean
since
your
like
room.
Especially the staff out there and the cleaning staff were really, really sweet and they're very like
they're trying to be like
exactly like if they want to be accommodative. Like if you want to grab something from your room real quick, they're like if you make it a big deal, it's just gonna piss them off. And
how were the people at the hotel? Like you know, he was saying like very Florida cruise people at when he went to. Was it like White Lotus-y?
It was a very family hotel. Like I felt like it was a bunch of families everywhere at the hotel we're at. Mainly tourists. It was all Americans. It seemed like I didn't see anybody else that were like.
Did we have a New Year's kiss?
I didn't. But we were trying to find Ilya a New Year's kiss.
I saw you guys running up and down the beach.
Yeah, Ilya was like, I want a New Year's kiss. I'm like, let's get you a New Year's kiss. We were running along the beach because we were at this restaurant, right? And they're all like these restaurants and hotels on the water. And everybody started getting on the beach to watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
And we saw that it was really crowded down the beach. We're like, oh my God, look how crowded. Let's go. We're running. And as we're running closer and closer, it's just all families and couples. And we're like, Ilya, you're scared.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, and every girl he walked up to, she was like, boyfriend, I have a boyfriend. And then there was one girl that was interested, looked like she was interested, but her boyfriend was right there.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It like there was just like a few people. It was really funny. But no, we did not find a New Year's kiss for him.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. But nothing memorable. We went to this place called Taboo. It felt like giant outdoor.
Place Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo. Yeah, very Taboo. Taboo of a night. It felt like we've been to one of these like bars before where it's like really open and outside. And it was like the Mykonos,
Scorpio.
It was kind of like Scorpio, all outside. It wasn't on the water, but it just felt like that
vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Other than that, it was just like a really nice.
Do you think the alcohol there was good or did you have any like trouble getting a buzz?
I felt like my stomach was like a little off drinking the drinks. I think maybe it may have been the ice because I know their ice they probably use is not
the water there.
It's not filtered, but maybe it is. It was a nice hotel. Maybe they think about that. But I feel like the drinks I was drinking made my stomach.
I saw some TikTok recently that was talking about like how many people report that they think that their liquor is like watered down in Mexico.
And they water it not, down every in Florida. They water down all their shit.
But like
in bars,
you like you're consuming so much in Mexico and like you're not getting like drunk. It's like this like kind of
they probably cut it to sell more of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw like a bunch of people who were like sharing their
stories. That makes
sense.
Yeah, but that's not only Mexico though. I mean, nothing that I noticed. It was, I feel like it was like every other hotel bar that I've been to. But I know in Florida, when I drink in Florida, it's bad. Like it does, I feel like I'm not waking up like real good.
Oh yeah,
when I drink in Florida. It's not good.
Our New Year's was pretty laid back. We just went down to San Diego for a couple days and hung out there with some friends and had like a little beach house. It was really cute.
Oh, nice.
We walked to the little theme park that's right there on the water. What was it? I don't even remember what it was called.
Dinghy Park.
Belmont. That's right.
They had like rides and shit.
Yeah, they had a wooden roller coaster that we did.
Oh, like the one in Boomers in Florida.
Yes, exactly.
Like just a
like
random
that
one.
That riggedy, like that. It like fucking throws
like,
you.
It hasn't been checked in like 2 years. Like it's not up to code.
I realized
those are the best.
Like when I was a kid, we would go on like Dueling Dragons and all those crazy rides. And I was so excited. It felt amazing. And I always wondered why my parents never enjoyed it. They didn't like it. They never wanted to do it. And I'm like, how do you not enjoy this? As I'm older now and went on that roller coaster, I realized like my stomach doing like the drops. I was like, oh my God. I was on the ride. I was like, this is fun. But like, I am like getting nauseous.
Yeah.
So it's so weird being like a little bit older now and I'm not having the same excitement and enjoying that.
Oh, that's funny.
Like I did as a kid.
I'll always enjoy roller coasters. That's I love. I don't
when
know.
Was the last?
Roller coasters have gotten crazier since the 90s.
Ones?
That one that's like
X2.
There's one that has flamethrowers. You feel like it is Hellfest.
There's one where you jump the track.
I wouldn't be surprised that if they made like underwater ones where you go underwater for fun.
I think they do.
Well, there's one in Dubai or Japan.
You go, yes.
You go underwater.
Through
the
tube. But you go through like a tube underwater. I mean
like full ride underwater
where you have to hold
your breath. That's just like crazy
like
one.
Like a log flume, but like you get dumped. Yeah.
There are people who like are professional like hobbyists who just ride roller coasters. They try to ride all the roller coasters like in America.
Oh, I want
to imagine that was like your thing. That's what you want to travel around the world kinda just going.
It would be nice to have like if you're a Six Flags fan and you want to hit every single one in like all the states that they're in.
Yeah.
Like that's cool to have, you know.
I would love to go to every Six Flags.
Do you get a special like pass for like the Six Flags members who are trying to hit every park?
You
get
got
a special...
all Six Flags.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You heard about the people that were going to Six Flags every day and taking advantage of the food stuff?
Yes, yes. There was a
you
guy
end up
realized
saving
he
money.
Could,
end up saving, yeah. saving a lot of money doing
he
that.
He would just go into the park to eat.
Yeah, you get like the membership and
yeah,
it was
free
cheaper
refills.
To yeah.
The
it's
meals
pretty crazy.
Are mega cheap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, don't offer them. Baby.
Come on. You better hold up that bargain.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
That was really fun, but then my New Year's Day was an absolute nightmare.
you always have a nightmare of New Year's, don't you?
It was so.
Because last year you had like
my Mexico trip with my head. This one wasn't like I didn't get hurt or anything like that, but I was just
yes,
so
mentally, emotionally.
Yeah. So we get back in town, and you know I do my car check, and I got to start them all up, make sure you know just go through the routine of that. So I go into the garage and I go to turn my Porsche on. And it's completely dead. Like, lights don't even click on, nothing. Like, dead as a doornail.
In San Diego?
No, here. In the garage. Okay. We get back and I'm checking on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I got to jump it. So I take the battery out of the Lightning and I bring it over. And what's weird is you can't open the hood to get into the car without ripping the fuse box out and pulling like a little tab. So you have to jump the car on the inside to get the car to turn on.
Uh-huh.
Then undo it, pop the hood, and then in the hood, you have to lift the cover off and you can get to the battery.
Jeez.
Oh boy.
So you have to basically
are you
like,
learning all of this as like
yeah, I had to like watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and do you know why they have it set up like that?
I have no idea.
It's European.
No idea.
Yeah.
So I get into my car, unlock it, whatever, got the hood open, and then I go to jump it, and there was a little bit of trouble getting it to start, but I finally got it to start, and I'm like, oh my God, thank God. So I'm letting it run, and it was a little bit tricky, so I had the keys on me, so I'm like in the car trying to get everything with the fuse box, so I set everything in there, and I get it jumped. It's running, let it run for a minute, and then I shut the door, close the hood. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me go back in and turn it off. And I go to pull the handle and I locked the door.
Oh, shit.
Both sets of my keys and my phone are in the cup holder.
Oh, my God.
And the, and the car is running.
And you know how loud it is.
You know how, yeah, the car is like.
And the garage is right against the neighbor.
I'm like, oh my God.
Even, he can't even text them to let them know what's going on because it's running for so long.
The car is on and I can't get in. And I'm sitting here like, oh my God, what do I do right now? So I'm like, oh my God, the app. I can unlock the car in the app.
Oh God.
And what? You hadn't.
I don't have my phone. So then I'm downloading it on my iPad and I'm trying to get signed in. Then there's like verification codes. Meanwhile, the car is just whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm freaking out. So I finally get it open and they changed the app. So you can't unlock it anymore unless you pay for the yearly subscription
have that.
So then I'm sitting there, I'm running all my credit cards. It's like, Not working.
We
try it 15 times. Jordan finally gets it to work, and you have to connect it to the car.
Oh, first, yeah.
So you have to be in the car to get it to sync to be able to use this function. So I can't unlock it, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay, do I bust the window? Do I call somebody to come?
You couldn't like. Sorry.
What was it?
Wait, you can't just like disconnect the battery and make it stop.
No.
No, if you turn on your car and it's locked,
I close the hood.
Screwed.
Yeah. I can't you have to get in to pop the hood again.
God. Both his keys are in there.
So what were you freaking out more about? That your car was just on, or was that it was making so much noise?
Fact that it was on and I was embarrassed because of how loud it is, and I'm pissing people off. They're probably like, this is 2 hours. This thing is running. And I've got a full tank of gas. It's not dying anytime
but
soon.
But you also don't want that shit running to the last drop of down too, because that would mess up your car.
And then I'm just brainstorming. I'm trying to figure out what I can do. And I'm like, okay, either I bust the window or I call somebody to come out.
Bust the window out your car.
And honestly, like, it always scares me, the people that, like, you know, like a locksmith or a AAA, when they come in and they're just like slim jimming down in your door.
You just need to like just own one of those little.
So they
things.
Have the air. So you put like the wedge in. It's like an air wedge, and you pump it up, and it starts popping the door and bending it. But my window isn't. It's frameless.
Oh
so
my you, gosh.
I end up calling AAA. The guy comes and he puts like this wedge in between the two pieces of the glass windows.
Were you just like,
I just see he'd go
and he's ramming it in the windows, just like cracking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to have like a heart attack. So then he sticks this like long coat hanger type thing down into it, and it's got like a bend at the end of it. He's like, I'm just gonna roll the window down. He's like, it's actually good that your car's on, so I can just push the window, drop the window, and we'll open it.
Oh, that's good.
I'm like, oh, true, very good. Very good. So he goes to put it in and he pushes down on the window to get it to open, and the hook slips underneath, and now the hook is stuck under the window clicker thing, and he's pulling on it and he can't get it out. So he's trying to get this thing unstuck for 10 minutes and I'm watching him kind of freaking out. He starts taking off his jacket. He's like, I'm getting hot right now. He's like, because I really don't want to like ruin anything in your car or whatever. So then he's like pulling on it and I'm watching the button just kind of like, oh my God.
How have they not come up with another way since the 1800s?
And then he's trying to figure out, now he thinks he might have to go in through the other window to try to do something to get it, because he couldn't get it unlocked. And finally he just cranks it and it goes boom. And I'm like, oh my God, nothing broke. But he finally got it out, and then he pushed the window down, got it to roll. Oh. And then we just hit the unlock. And I was just like, oh my God.
So moral of the story is,
don't put Twinkies on your pizza.
Shit. I was like expecting for that window just to.
But I thought that button was going to crack.
Did the window crack though from doing?
No, it was fine.
Oh, okay.
But what's crazy is, I guess like when it died or whatever, like I don't know if the key fobs on my keys got like disconnected.
Yeah.
But they weren't registering. Normally if your key's in the car, you could just unlock it because it's within the range to unlock it.
Usually it's like really hard for your car to lock while your car's on.
Especially something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Did you said it was because of the fob
The fob was like dead. So basically it wasn't registering that the key was in the car to be able to undo the latch. But it also is confusing. You would feel like you should be able to like call, be like, hey, I'm so-and-so, this is my car.
Like they connect to your car somehow?
Yeah, like there's got to be a way that they can just
Are you
going
to post about this like on like a Porsche forum just to be like,
oh, I was going through all the Reddit.
Watch out.
Like, yeah,
I would I would share your experience just a lot of other people.
It happened to other people and they were basically saying like, it was other people that didn't want to have somebody come in and like bust the car to like get it open or whatever. So they were saying like, yeah, you could take the front wheel off.
What?
And there's like a hole that like you can like get into. Like, I don't know if you have to like drill a hole, but you go in and you can get to the emergency latch inside the trunk.
Oh, fuck.
To be able to like pull the cable to pop the trunk. And I'm like, I'm not.
That's something you should have done. That'd be, I mean, I would love to see where the story goes if you went that route.
Oh, my God.
Oh my Lord.
Hey, but you still love the Porsche, huh?
Yeah.
And then it has its ups and downs. It has its ups and downs.
Sure does.
It's like a relationship. It's a roller coaster.
But that was
I didn't give my yours any time. Get rid of it. It's 3 months.
It's so weird, like those types of it's so strange, those types of situations that like you never want those situations ever to happen where like you lock your keys in your car.
Yeah.
Or like, cause I was just thinking about that one time where I locked myself out of like my apartment I was living in one time. And like, I had to like climb. Oh, like it was the worst, well, most dangerous thing trying to like, it's like, you feel like you're in a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, there is no way this is happening to
me
right now.
I love the rush.
It kind of feels good at the same time when you get locked out of something.
Yeah.
Oh, what really,
what really happened?
Again, gotcha, bitch. The fact that you can call a locksmith to come to your house and unlock your door.
Oh, and no questions asked?
No questions asked. There's no proof that it's your home.
I know, that is strange.
If I was a burglar, I'd be like, man, I locked myself out.
Can I thought they do get proof somehow, don't they?
I've called like 3 times and they've never been like, can you show your license with the address?
They don't take
it?
A picture of your license after they unlock it just to put the address together.
AAA people, every time I've called them, I've always been like, it's me. And they're like, whatever. They don't even look at it.
Those people that break into things just seem so, it just seems like an underground business.
Wait, should we attempt it one day? Like you do it to my house and just see if it works.
Oh, yeah.
That used to be a reality show where it's like,
to
You would hire, they would make burglars try to break into your house to show all what's wrong with your home.
I love
security.
That show. What was that called again?
I can't remember. I bet if you just looked up.
Damn. I remember.
That's what it was, right?
That was a really, like, I really loved showing, like, they were showing different ways to, like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really, we should do that. We actually should do it to the house that we were trying to figure out if they're dead or not. I just can't get into my.
And I feel like there's that guy on like YouTube who like breaks open locks on every episode. Like he's like, this is the new master lock.
Open
it up.
By the way, they should not be showing videos on how to
Why not make better locks though? Like all power to that guy who like is trying to hold lock companies accountable. Cause it's ridiculous. Lock companies sell you, this is going to be the safest lock you'll ever own. It's $200. And it's like, but I can open it up like that. So don't sell me something. That's that easy.
Maybe, I guess they have to make a lock, or they have to make these locks where there is a way to get in.
Right.
Because you can't make it indestructible, like indestructible lock.
Yeah, because what if there is truly a baby that's dying in the other room, like, and they're like, the lock is just too hard.
Just in case, I feel like you have to have some sort of.
And then, or if you just get like a good bolt cutter, you could just.
But they do, like if you call firefighter, like a firefighter.
Like that's what they would do in middle school. Like if they thought somebody had drugs in their locker or something. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You remember they would go in and they would just like, boom! And then just lock the lock on it.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I went to Aspen, Colorado.
Oh yeah, your trip looked really nice.
Oh my gosh, wow. It was so nice, pretty. So fun.
FaceTiming them was really funny because we were in like the sunny beach.
Complete opposite.
And I had just finished skiing and I was exhausted. I remember I was sweating and then I was like, pick up FaceTime. Zane's there with just like a little pina colada over in Mexico. But we went to Aspen. And you know, Aspen's always had like the reputation of being like, oh, that's like the ritziest place all of Colorado to go skiing. You're not going to Breckenridge. You're not going to Vail. You're going to Aspen. And we went to Aspen. We stayed in Snowmass, which is like, there's like three different mountains all like in Aspen.
Yeah.
And Snowmass, you stay in Snowmass and stuff. It was so cool. So nice. We went to this one mountain one day to go skiing, and this one was called like the Highlands or whatever. And it's like all blues and blacks. It's like, and there was hardly anybody there, which was really great. We then go up to this place, and I didn't realize how popular it is until after I went there, because I got a bunch of DMs from like people from college who were like, "Dude, you went to Cloud Nine? It's this.
That's a cool name.
Bar club
at the top of the
mountain called Cloud Nine.
That's a really cool name.
And I kept hearing like there was hype, and I'm like, what? I've been to mountains before. You just go up and you get a beer. Like that's all I'm thinking it is. So we've already been skiing halfway, you know, through the day. We then make a stop and we get out, and it's like there's a huge crowd of people who are about to enter the inside of this place, and they're already asking like, okay, have you bought a table? Like, I'm like, bitch, this is a mountain.
Wait,
like,
and you're already, you have your already
been
table?
Yes, I've been skiing. I've worked my way to get here. And you're telling me I'm not like, I have to pay to get on like a list and some shit. I got to buy a table. Like, I get that like on the ground. But I couldn't believe it was like, there was exclusivity on the top of this
mountain. That's pretty crazy, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, well, we only accept, you know, 2 p.m. So if your friends, they got to come here. So TK and I, we get a table. I'm like, where's Patricia? We had like a bunch of friends coming. By the time they even joined up with us, they had to pay like $100 to get in.
Oh my God.
And they got,
$100. Dude,
and it's Aspen. And I always knew that it was like, oh, these are where wealthy people go. No, this is truly where wealthy bored people go. Because I not, it was like.
This, you're saying like boarders or like people who bored. Are just like bored.
They are so rich that they're bored.
Okay.
Where I just saw some absurd levels of like, huh? Like it was, dude, snowing like hard on us. And we had to sit outside. The inside, I heard, is where they're going to have this huge champagne party at like 4:30. Everyone buys bottles and bottles of like a Veuve or whatever.
AM
really,
or PM?
PM.
Oh.
What? Yeah, PM.
4:30.
And, or maybe it was like 3. Anyways, it was like a big bummer because apparently some rich guy bought the entire inside for him and his friends. You know how much he paid to rent out the inside of this place?
I don't even want to know.
$300,000.
Oh!
Up. Dude, $300K for just the inside. And so.
And how long does he have this for? A couple hours?
A couple hours. Dude, less than probably 2 hours. So
that's insane. Wait.
So we already, TK and I, we get a table.
So how did you even get a table? Like in those?
We just got lucky, but it sucked because the one table we had, like the heater didn't work. and we had to buy something. And he's like, you guys got to buy something. I have all these tables here. These people are buying these like $400 like lobster tail, like a cocktail with like tons of shrimp.
Ice bucket where they're hanging out.
It's snowing. It is pouring down. And I'm like,
what?
Why are people, people are buying fond. It's like nothing on the menu, like I was like, I wanted chicken quesadilla. It was charcuterie board, a fondue kit, or a lobster bonanza. Like it was insane.
Wait, I gotta, before you continue this, I need to visualize this.
Oh, God.
I need to Google image this real quick.
I can't,
you keep saying that it's snowing
snow.
On you.
Yeah.
In my head, it's like this beautiful cabin.
I'm on the deck. I'm outside.
They had to sit outside. The inside.
Oh, you're sitting outside.
We're
of
sitting
this.
Outside. Oh, but everybody outside though, it's you wanted to get a table. Like it was still the place
is
to be.
Is it like booth table, like club tables, or is it just like a picnic bench?
It looks really low key. That's why I was like
stripper poles. I'm seeing girls in like snow fluffy. Like
no, this looks casual as hell.
It's Twin Peaks.
Cloud Nine. It just sounds just like
no. It's still casual from what I'm experiencing on the outside, but a lot of bougie people eating crazy things in the fucking snow. Our charcuterie board. I am like picking up salami and snow's like coming off of it.
You pick up the salami, just freezes as a...
But I'm still having a great time. I'm getting beers. We're bonding with these people from Texas and Alabama.
That sounds more fun. Like, that sounds more fun than being inside. So like, it's just fun.
Guess what? Get ready for the inside. So already,
get ready.
Because, like, I was already having anxiety because, like, Connor Wood, Fibula, he was, like, meeting up with us. And he has, like, a bunch of these rich friends from all across the country. And, like, they know the guy who's bought the tickets inside or the access inside. Okay. We don't know them. And we're like, well, we're probably not going to get in, but they might go in. And we're like, whatever. And then... So then everyone keeps saying, there's this countdown with the champagne getting ready. Everyone's buying fucking these huge fucking bottles. And I'm like, what's going to happen? Like, everyone's going to spray champagne. And even the guy
in the building,
So on the inside, I'm looking at the inside. They won't even let anybody in, not even to use the restroom of like what's going down.
Is this the only place up here on the top of this mountain?
I think there. It's still a big mountain. There were some other restaurants, but this is a tradition where they.
Okay, Matt, I was just imagining people work their ass off to get to this top part, and nobody can get in. Everyone's freezing their ass off.
No, that's what it was.
I know, but like you could at least go into there's like other places up on this like cloud nine section that you could like go to.
Not really. No.
So there's nothing else up there except for cloud
nine. Except the deck and the inside.
No, there's no other like bars or stuff up on top of this where that
is. In this one area, no. You could maybe ski down another area, go up another thing. Right. But there's not like a party happening.
It sounds horrible.
So there's a big countdown. And I even like, I'm trying to like look in the windows like to see what's going on. And I see these like mob style gold machine guns, okay? that are like sitting behind this couch. And there's like people standing up and it's a lot of like old people. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on there? And then all of a sudden this countdown, it's like 30, 29, 20.
Run.
I'm like, what does this mean?
It's not midnight. It's 4 p.m. Run.
Avalanche.
People bring out this champagne. And we had like a couple people around us do it. Shook it up. Popped it. Woo! We're having fun.
Zane, freezes midair.
Inside, I hear just mayhem. I hear a roar and I'm like, fuck, it must be going down inside of of whoever rented out that thing. And then like, and I remember.
Can you like see through the window at all?
No, dude, the windows are kind of like small. It was just, you couldn't, and even if you went up there, like people are like, get away from the windows.
I have to know who's inside.
It was I think it was some high profile people who booked it out because there were just these like, people who worked there was like, get away from the windows. Don't like, you couldn't go in there.
I want to know.
And then after like 2 or 3 hours, I'm like, I got to fucking pee. And it's like pouring out. And I deserve my right to pee.
Absolutely.
And luckily I see two fire marshals who are like, are there at the front door. And I'm like, I walk up and I go, he's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, I want to pee. I need to pee. And he goes, you can go pee. And then I walk in. Dude,
I can't even imagine.
I thought from the outside that this was going to be a fucking scene. It was going to be a party. There was going to be all these ritzy people. This was fucking mayhem. So you know how all the champagne was popping? Dude, first, right when I walk in, my eyes start burning. The whole place has been doused in champagne. Like, I'm talking bottles and bottles and bottles. And it's all, if Zane... These people in there were the richest people I'd ever seen, but they looked like they were like in the Purge. Like, you know, like, you know, like the people in like the Purge who are like the wealthy.
Yeah,
people
no. I know exactly what you mean.
They're all like, they had these mafia machine gun, like style
champagne sprayers
where they load up those expensive bottles. These are hundreds and hundreds of bottles.
I've seen them.
They're popping them in and they're just spraying them at everybody. And then,
This whole room's pretty much getting destroyed with champagne.
It smelled just like champagne, gross sweat,
wet
ass,
snow,
all of it. Ooh. And these people are like act like they're enjoying it. I was like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever walked in.
I feel like that's worse than a teenage foam party.
No, it sounds. Yeah. Seeing Matt's reaction right now, it was probably disgusting.
And it was old, but it was. And this is where I felt sad for these people because like, these were rich people, but they're like bored. Like it looked. Like manic. Yeah. There was something about it where like, and it wasn't like out of jealousy.
It seemed funny to them to rent this bar out for $300,000 for 2 hours. Just so it,
just
so,
debauchery.
So people couldn't like come in and enjoy yes. the.
And then this I walk in and this woman, she's probably like 50. And I think she like worked there and was like the woman who like booked everything. I start walking back to him. She goes, stop. No, no. And I go, I'm going to the bathroom. And she goes, no. And she's like loading up a champagne thing and gives it to some other rich person. It's like, she's like.
Were they filming a movie? Oh,
dude. She's trying to kick you out.
Yes, she's like what? She's being, she just didn't want a peasant walking in. Cause she's like, these people spent $300. You get the fuck out. And I'm like, and then I look at the fire marshal and I go, she won't let me pee. And she looked at me and I was just like, and he goes, he can go pee. I walk in, but dude, my eyes. I wish I could. Okay, yeah, this is cloud nine, but this is like the back entrance. But look at the inside, or
that's where you're standing.
Got it. Okay. Standing. Oh yes, now a visual. That's I know where I exactly was
on
what
the, it, not the outside. What I thought.
But dude, on the inside, look up the champagne pictures. Like, there's all those pictures of people inside. Just click one. No, just click one. So it's like these people like this, but just champagne okay. fucking. Everywhere.
That is not and what all, I thought.
Yes, oh and that's my like God, a man.
That is so
what
funny.
The hell?
And dude, a lot of these people in there were like 60 years old.
Got
like,
it. So these are all young people. You're saying what you saw, it was just all.
It was like 40-year-olds and shit. Like, this is, okay, that's like not during the fucking party. There wasn't like a single thing of food on there. These people were in full-on war.
Were they in snow, like, yes. gear, like,
they have snow gear, but they also had these like fancy ponchos on and stuff.
And you couldn't tell kind of like why they're so rich. I'm just so curious.
No, I think it was just rich people who are just like.
Like what's left to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done it all.
It didn't look fun. Like I was like.
They looked like they were having a good time though.
I don't know. Not. It was literally kind of so fast because I was trying to pee, but I was just trying to soak in
take
everything.
In as much as you can.
I just looked at 2 60-year-old like ladies and they had this like tarp poncho thing and they're like, ha 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 ha. And then this one old guy and this
world?
One other dude, kind of something like that, was just like squirting everyone in their faces and shit. Like the thing is, if I'd be like, get the fuck off.
So everybody was probably excited because to rent out that bar probably costed maybe 50, actually maybe 20,000, 30,000, but they were able to get these guys to spend 300,000 and they knew they were going to make so much money outside of cleaning that whole place up and chart and everything that they were buying.
Yeah. Like that's the scene I was in where it's just a couple were outside, but it was snowing so
there
hard.
There is nothing worse than getting sprayed with champagne. It is so sticky and uncomfortable.
It really
and
is horrible.
The smell stays on you, but I was... It shook me up for like the rest of the day. It felt like I had like walked in and like to an orgy
like
room.
An Illuminati like, you know I mean? Party or
yeah.
something.
Like in Game of Thrones, where they walk through like an orgy room and you're just like, oh my God.
You kind of like, it's kind of.
It was like that. I felt like I had saw something I shouldn't have seen. And I hope my description is right. These pictures are not, you would just, it would stay with you on how disgusted I was by what I witnessed. But it was still, but it was still great.
Should we go next year? I want to see it.
I don't know. The thing is, you wouldn't be able to get inside, or like, unless you knew someone was paying.
I've never really liked this, like the snowy environment. Like, I can only be in that for like maybe a day or two, and then get me somewhere
home. I want to be in like a big cabin.
Yeah, I like just, but keep me in the cabin though. I don't want to leave the cabin.
Yeah, it's just there's always just so much. Like, you don't know where your fucking phone is. You got this shit. There's all this like snowy environments, and then I remember we went. Then right after. I was like, well, we were hammered. And then that's the worst. You should do not ski and drink. But after that, we're like, well, we got to get down this
that's
hill.
That's the only way to do it.
And I was hammered. I was just like, I was like, it was to the point where like, you know, I love being able to ski and I'm not thinking about it because I just know what to do. I was just having to think the whole way down. And then and we went downtown. We went to this awesome club, like Escobar. We did New Year's there. You know what I got a little pissed about? When New Year's hits, I like to hear that song, Auld Lang Syne. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Lang Syne and old acquaintance be forgot.
This is a New Year's song?
Since the beginning
like,
of time.
It's like you have the confetti falling and then it's like.
Is that the song from The Grinch?
No, that's who. That's the who for the welcome Christmas.
That's what I want to hear for New Year's.
No, but it's the one time of the year where you play that song. Like, no one really plays that song for any other reasons besides
it's
just like
when you graduate and you're playing As We Go.
I know
like,
that song. That
only,
one makes
you
sense.
You only play that when you graduate. You know.
Got it. Okay.
And we're there, and this guy was like playing music, good like kind of like house poppy. Like music, but I was like, this dude better play Auld Lang Syne right when New Year's hits. and fucking, and then it's like 10, 9, 8. And I'm just like, oh, I'm so happy, you know, every the year. And he goes, 1, 2, happy new year, Lamborghini Mercedes.
No.
And I'm like, I was like, this is Come what on. That fucking DJ had in his pocket the whole night. If you're DJing New Year's,
Lamborghini Mercy.
That's how I'm walking into 2023.
Oh,
shit.
That stinks.
I was just like, I was so pissed.
This guy stinks. Damn. It's crazy going to like, when we went to, where did we go to? Utah or the Tahoe? Last snowy trip that
Tahoe.
We all took.
We went to Tahoe.
I remember going into like the bar and the club, or the whatever bars and clubs we were in, and the music they were playing, we haven't heard.
Oh, since
in years.
It was like just reached
But that's
them.
Like yes. the hot shit that they're playing. I'm like, damn, just look, go to Spotify, just go to Top 100 Hits and just play that. Yeah. Why are you playing these songs?
I felt like I was at like a high school dance. Yeah. It was all that music.
I don't get it. I don't get why DJs out in the middle of mid-America, like they don't like, keep up with it.
Yeah.
With the
I
songs.
I feel like there is no better New Year's than like being in a house and just watching Times Square on TV and like just ordering a bunch of junk
that
food
classic
and like
family.
No, New Year's
snacking.
Times
out.
Square sounds like the worst place to be after New Year's.
My brother's like, I'm getting the hell. My brother lives by Times Square. He's like, I'm getting the hell out
no
of here.
No way.
No way.
All of these people, they can't pee, so they have diapers on and they're peeing in their diapers.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
because it's so packed down there.
And if you move, your spot's gone.
So you have to
take
like,
my spot. Where's the spot? That's
imagine shitting in your pants and sitting with it, and that's how you spend your New Year's.
Yeah,
2023 with a poopy diaper.
Yeah, 2023 changing your diaper. The first thing you do in the New Year, change your diaper.
Cocky.
You pee underwears. My God.
Ew, man, that sucks. That sucks.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
My skiing trip. Oh, the second day I was skiing. I went down a really hard blue. Like it was the hardest.
Did you tumble again?
No, not as bad as at one time, but I did fall and something in my knee just went like wonk. And I was like, the next morning I couldn't even like walk on it. Oh. And I was worried like my ACL had torn or something.
Oh, you wouldn't know if
but,
your ACL
was. So I did not ski my third day, which was a bummer, but
I
still had a great
time. I suck at skiing.
Did you,
I'm so bad at it.
Did you see what happened to Jeremy Renner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what happened? Because it keeps saying snowplow accident,
so
but I can't imagine
why.
He has
one of those big snowplows that you basically like drive. It looks like it's got like treads like a tank, and you kind of like can plow snow with it.
Yeah.
It's like a huge piece of like machinery. I guess somebody in like a house near him or something got their car stuck.
Or I think so it was one of his like relatives.
It might have been a relative.
He was trying to come visit him, I think, and they were trying to make.
And he was like trying to help get the car unstuck, got the car out, and then he like jumped out of the snowplow and it started rolling. So then he tried to like get back into it to like stop it, apparently, and he just got caught in it and
lost a lot of blood.
It like mangled his leg.
Some people say he might lose his leg.
Who is
like,
what?
The Jeremy Renner, he plays Hawkeye in
the
Avengers.
He's in the Hurt Locker.
He's in a bunch of movies.
Damn. Yeah.
He has a recognizable face. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought a snowplow hit him.
Mm-mm. Like, no, it was his.
And did it have, it had nothing to do with the show he's doing, right? Because
no, this is just like his house. I think he lives in Tahoe.
Got it. All right. So I went to his Instagram page to see like why the hell he would have a snowplow. So I went to his page and I saw he was doing a Disney Channel like show and I saw him in a giant like
construction truck, like as part of the show. So in my head, I was like, oh, this must have been a part of the show. He's probably doing something with a snowplow for the show. Because he was driving like a giant, huge truck for something for the show. So that's
why. Are you sure it's not the picture of the snowplow?
No, no, no. I swear it was.
Okay.
It was a Disney Channel like promo. Oh,
yeah. He has videos from like a year ago, like using it. And then did you guys see what happened to Ken Block?
Who's Ken Block?
Ken Block, you probably, oh man, like Gymkhana, Hoonigan.
What happened?
He just passed away a couple days ago in a snowmobile accident.
Oh my gosh.
Like I grew up watching him. Awful.
Bummer.
He was 55 years old. Do you remember at PacSun all of the shirts that would have like the Monster logo on it and have like the number 43 everywhere?
Oh, wait. I had one in high school.
Yeah, that's his.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys see that they found, well, they arrested the suspected killer for the Idaho?
Yes, in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. We never talked about this, right?
No, because it hadn't happened. It happened on Christmas because our last episode.
No, no, I'm saying we never even talked about the situation. I feel like we never talked about it because we just.
We talked about the Idaho murders a few times.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think the whole world just knows about it. So we're just yeah. Everybody knows.
Oh, man. No, it's pretty crazy. But it's crazy. I
genuinely didn't think it was going to be some crazy serial like murderer that came out of nowhere and killed these students. I really thought. It was just
someone that they knew.
It was like a love interest. It went wrong. A party went something like that.
So he was completely random?
Well, they think he had, to the students,
he was random.
I think they did know that he was like stalking one of them.
Oh, okay.
I think so. They have not confirmed the exact connection, but there is some, they think that he did have relations with one of them.
Oh, he did.
I think so. But
they're still trying to figure everything out. But
you know, they found his DNA or were able to trace him down through those genealogy, like ancestry.
And what, he was like a criminal.
Criminal psychology major.
Yeah. So like they were even talking about the murders in his own class that he was in.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What were those interview? He had questions for like past criminals or something.
Yeah. He did like a study.
He probably thought he was going to get away with it.
All the interview questions that he was asking. What was it?
It was just like, when you committed your crime,
anything you would have changed?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
Figuring out how to do it. But weren't the
official like, cops were saying that he was doing such a good job hiding his like tracks where that's why it took so long for them. They were just following him the whole time, but they didn't have enough evidence to prove because that's why they were like following him the whole time. They showed footage of them stopping him on the road,
yes.
But they couldn't do anything because they just needed to confirm and like keep on working on like trying to find something attached to it.
There was an interview with a psychic back in November when it first, it happened
this
in November,
crazy.
Right? Yeah. There was an interview with a psychic that's resurfacing, but it was back in November. This woman to a T got this guy.
And described him.
She said he looks like Ted Bundy, which he does. She was like, he has Ted Bundy eyes and everyone's putting pictures of him and Ted Bundy together and they resemble each other.
Wow.
She described his whole structure. His hair. She said she was seeing like a badge, like a security badge or something. And he was a security guard. And she said, Brian.
She said his name.
She goes, this could be this doesn't mean it's his name. It could be somebody he's connected to, but I just hear Brian. And then she keeps going. But that was back in November. She got it exactly like to a T.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Dude, and the guy, I mean, and just to top it off, the guy looks scary. I see a picture of him.
Is it just me or does he like look familiar to everyone?
He looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
He looks like a Tim Burton character.
He
looks like Jake Gyllenhaal to me.
Which is freaky because you know that Jake Gyllenhaal music video to Time to Dance by The Shoes where Jake Gyllenhaal's a serial killer?
Yeah, it's scary.
When I first saw his picture, I was like, he looks so familiar. And then they said they caught him in Pennsylvania. I was like, do I know this guy? But then everyone on like TikTok and stuff, they're all like, why does he look so, he has such a familiar face.
Yeah,
he does.
He probably just looks like somebody else, but he looks.
I don't know if this footage is real. I think they're trying to figure out if it's real or not, but they had like a vigil for the students.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And they think it was a video of him just like walking by himself, like just which a lot of movies show that they like to like, or a lot of documentaries, they murderers like to go to the vigils because they feel some sort of like attachment.
Oh, yeah. They always show up there.
Do you know that TikTok sound that they do the Johnny Cash song? It's like, I heard him.
Oh, yeah.
It gets like serious.
Where's that from?
It's just.
You feel that.
Oh, I think. I bet it's a trailer for a movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was in Elvis, the beginning.
Oh. I think. You know what? I think you're right.
Beginning or end.
Yeah.
A Johnny Cash song?
Yeah, that. Da, 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 da. I thought it was in
Elvis. Oh, is it the beginning of like. I'm down to sand. Is it? Oh. Since. It's Ring of Fire, but it's like slowed down.
Yeah.
Did you guys, I saw this on TikTok, but did you guys see about, so I've been getting a lot of like the Idaho murder TikToks on my page, but obviously not as much as people probably in Idaho that are seeing it on every single like slide on their TikTok page. But apparently there was this, this girl was thought this teacher like murdered these students, right? It was like this female teacher, and she was her whole page was telling people how she thinks it was this teacher and she was saying it was this teacher. And she was like putting all these like clues together. This is why this teacher murdered these students and blah, blah, blah. And after they found out it was Brian, this lady's like suing this TikToker, like full on lawsuit to,
because
this
teacher,
this teacher was being defamed like since it started, and was getting harassed by all these people that followed this girl. Like imagine just like you being called a murderer every single day from something that you weren't even connected to. Jeez. But I just saw it on my page, how this lady is like suing this lady for defamation. This girl probably has no idea that you can even be sued for something like that. But I mean, dude, TikTok is crazy now where you can like literally end people's lives just by posting like.
There's a girl who just made an account. I didn't look into it. I just saw she has like 3 posts. And it's her just posting like that she's accused of murdering her brother. And she's like, I didn't do it. And these videos just came out of nowhere. And everyone's like, what the hell is this? And she like just made an account just to like prove her. Everyone thinks I murdered my brother and
it's just
didn't.
It's
like 3 videos. Weird. Like she just made
the account. Actually like this person's like sister?
But I didn't look into it, but there's so many
views.
And
actually just made it up.
There's
just
so to get some many attention. Views.
I want to explore this thought because I just think it's like kind of interesting. Because you know now everybody, after they found this Brian killer in the Idaho murders, everyone's like, they need to apologize to Jack and the other roommates. Or like, we all need to apologize. But like, if you were them and you know that you didn't commit a murder, would you be like, y'all need to apologize to me? But I feel like I'd be like,
no, I think I'd
be
more.
Like I understand. Like, yeah,
I'd understand. I think I'd be more not upset, but just more relieved. Like,
thank gosh. Thank God.
Because like, I mean, dude,
but if I was getting accused of a murder I didn't do, I would be like.
I'm also still so curious how it was done. They were still in the house. They were all in the same house.
I was talking about this with Danielle. If you really think about it, especially in a house where like you live with roommates and people party every night. Like Daniel was even saying, like on a Saturday night, if I heard you and Matt or you and Todd just screaming in the living room, I wouldn't think twice. I would wake up and be like, they're so annoying and fall back to sleep. Like especially a house that had random people come in every single day. I'm sure they heard screaming all the time in the middle of the night of people drunk as hell partying.
I don't know because it's a different type of scream.
House was a party house. The nights before, you can see how many people tagged like in their living room. They had that little like photo set up in their living room.
And people, remember they were asked whose house is this? Nobody even knew whose house it was.
And also they were drunk and passed out, they probably wouldn't have like woken up.
It's
or
just crazy that there
anything.
Was 4 against 1 and he got away with it for a little bit.
Well, I mean, like, especially
that blows
since
my mind.
Now that we know he's like he's a criminal psychology like major, he probably like really thought this out and did it in like the best way, like not the best way possible, but like
that's what's so eerie about it.
Yeah,
like he was studying
it's horrible.
They haven't like released like. Like, oh, was there like mirrors broken? Was there doors busted down?
They said there was not. That's why it was so hard because there was
a clean murder?
No forced entry, nothing.
He cleaned up really, like he cleaned up after himself.
That's why
pretty
I'm
well.
So confused. And if you're, even if like the 4 of them are super drunk, there's got to be one that wakes up and I don't know. Yeah. It's still very like sketchy.
I know it's horrible like to say that you want like a show come out of this, but I really, now that like,
you want all the
pieces. I've seen so many TikToks and I don't know what's real anymore. And I feel like even just going on the internet researching, you really don't know what's, I feel like once we see a documentary, because they do have a certain level of like they have to make sure all the facts are right before they put out like a documentary, right? Is that still there's some sort of law where you have to put out.
So weird. We as viewers of tragedy though, we're like, oh, we're trying to make sense of it. We're like, give me something that will entertain me and give me closure for this. That's so weird how we're like, make this a movie. Give me a documentary.
I don't really care about it being a movie because I think that could, like, I get why people are, like, could be upset by that, especially family members. Yes, but I really
want to know.
Just a documentary of getting the whole timeline right and why this I'm more interested in why this maniac, like, why did he do this?
That's
like,
what pisses me off more is that he was just evil. It wasn't like
he looks like a psychopath.
Exactly. He was just like, boyfriend. It makes sense. I'd be like, okay, this makes sense.
It's a bit of closure.
Yeah.
In connection to it. That this was, this is seriously the fucking boogeyman, and that knowing that it exists and that it's real and it will come and get you. That's what freaks me out.
And it makes like so many people that have daughters and sons, like, why would they want to send them away to college? Like, is anybody can get hit. It's like, that was a great perfect example of like how any dorm, any house.
Oh God.
He looks like he's proud of it.
There's nothing behind those eyes.
No, nothing.
He feels nothing.
He looks so familiar.
I don't know, but grab your popcorn because I think this could be an interesting trial. He's already a criminal justice guy. He probably knows. He probably knows how to navigate this as well as his lawyer does.
Four people against one, with other people in the same house.
Some people also reported that he was kind of creepy at his local brewery or something. Like they kind of kicked him out a few times, or he was weird with women. Sorry, and I know listening probably know this way better than us, so sorry if we're wrong or
honestly, if you guys are like, you live in this area and you know more, just like email us. We'd love to know more, especially because I feel like people that don't live there, I feel like they.
How old is this guy?
Jesus, he's 28.
I know, 27, 28. Older. Yeah, I thought he was like mid-30s.
At least they have him right now.
Like you don't see that shit coming. Look at that freak.
The footage of the cop stopping them in the car, it was him and his dad.
Oh my God.
I feel so bad because the dad
has no idea.
I doubt the dad has any idea. Cause the dad was like, we just got stopped like not too long ago too. Like he just sounded, I mean, you never know. You never know. But people were all agreeing. They were like, I don't think the dad has any clue.
Oh man.
Cause like he wasn't saying anything, but his dad was like, that's so weird. We just got stopped.
Yeah.
Imagine finding out your child did that.
Oh. Like, what do you do?
I don't even know how anybody can process that.
And the amount of guilt you feel too, because immediately
like,
just
you're
start
like,
thinking,
what did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong? I raised
my
kid like this.
But they could just be sick. That just could be them, you know?
That's why it was really.
You, Joe, and Caitlin are engaged?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You know who else is engaged? Jason and Naveen.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that too.
And Jeremy and did you guys, Lord DIY.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I took a screenshot over Christmas break of all the engagement and I got up to 11.
No. Why 11 did everybody do people. It? Like, why did everybody do it now?
Because I think it's just a fun way to walk into the new
people
year.
People are in the spirit.
And you're seeing family around this time of year too.
Okay.
But you know what's funny? Okay, what's interesting... We haven't really talked about this. I think we talked about a little bit on Joe's channel that Joe and Caitlin originally were supposed to get, Joe was going to propose to Caitlin the week ended up proposing to Patricia. So he had to like delay that.
And then once Matt's got delayed, he was like, damn, I got to wait even longer. Like he just waited for Matt.
I remember I was doing like a mukbang with him and he was like, so when are you proposing now? Like, was it this week? And I remember he was like so interested, but I was like, do you think I shouldn't? Like he was, I could just tell something was on his mind without me proposing. So that's funny. And then did you know about that Jason was going to propose?
On that week too?
Did you know Jason just was planning general. On proposing that?
Wait, what? You're
he's saying, did
me.
You, did Jason was it a surprise that you saw them getting engaged?
Yes,
or did
it was
you
a surprise.
Know beforehand that he was going to be proposing?
No, it was a surprise to me. It was a surprise. Did you know?
I don't know why I thought I heard something. But not as soon, I guess. I feel like he like at one night was just like, yeah, I'll probably propose to her.
I texted him because I thought it was a joke.
I didn't think he was actually going to do it though.
He told me right before I was on his podcast that he was going to. And I was like, what? And I was like, who knows? Because I wanted to talk about it. He's like, only honestly, like just you and I think David does or something like that.
Oh yeah, I definitely did not know.
I was just curious though, did he tell me that? I don't know.
They're so cute together.
I love her. She's great. They're gonna go to Lebanon. I might go with them.
Really?
Fun. Because
the three of you?
Well, no. Well,
that's their honeymoon.
Let them go to Lebanon. Zane's like,
I want to see my family out there. So I just feel like that's a really good way to like, it's a good excuse to go because I'm not gonna go by myself to Lebanon. You know what I mean? That's like a far fucking trip, and I don't know Arabic anymore. It's gonna be really hard to communicate with
my
family.
Thanks to our next sponsor, Babbel.
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know. I don't think I'll end up doing it, but I just thought it sounded like a really good idea in my head. Like,
you know, it was like a cute little detail for Joe and Caitlin. The person that took their engagement pictures is the photographer for their favorite band.
Oh,
like just cute. A cute little detail that like.
What is their favorite band?
I'm not sure. Oh. I thought that was really cool.
They take all their like concert pictures. You mean?
Sure. I don't know.
It's so funny now. All these people are getting engaged. It's funny because we've been like, well, when's your wedding? When's your wedding? Because like none of us want to like have it on the same.
Oh, it's gonna be like Bride Wars. Date. You guys get the same.
A little off topic. Have you seen Avatar?
Not yet.
I think I'm just gonna wait till it goes on my
screen.
Should
you go see it in theaters? It's kind of one of those once in a lifetime things to go see.
Yeah, you're right. Because I did watch Avatar in the movie theater when it first came out.
Can we go see it in 4DX?
I do not want to see it in 4DX.
I'll go with you and see it.
Oh my god, Matt! You know, dude. You know, in like 15 minutes, you're like.
But that is the one. No, but that's the one movie because it's 3 hours long. Entertain me, move me around, keep me awake.
Are they really long?
Yeah, it's three hours.
So like that the entire time.
Is there an intermission? I feel like
there's no intermission.
I mean, but that's really long to have people sit there and not have.
Why don't they have intermissions in movies?
There should be.
Movies. If it's like a quick 5 minute intermission where you can go get
is there an intermission in Avatar?
There should be.
No, I'm saying there should be. If the movie is longer than 2.5 hours, there is a 5 minute intermission where people
can go to the bathroom, go get
more snacks. I feel like it would boost more sales. Boost more sales, yeah.
Because I always want to get, they get you with the freaking refills, man. Yeah, you get a free refill of popcorn, but nobody wants to get up and miss the movie to go get a...
You miss a lot when you get up and use the bathroom in the middle of a movie. You miss a lot.
Yeah, it's not like you just run to the hallway. You gotta go out, you gotta...
Yeah.
I just want to go do that.
And then what I miss. And then the person has to now take a break from the fucking, because they've been sitting there. Now they got to go, well, this happened. They have to like keep watching so they don't fucking.
I don't know why they don't have, you know, like in the airplane bathroom. Why don't they have it in the theater and just have like a little movie screen inside?
Where you press
it. You don't miss anything.
But you're missing it. You're missing it already, though. Like leaving it and going to the bathroom. So by the time you're in there and you turn it off, it's playing in the stall.
It's playing inside of it.
I know, but like
it's like sports. You go to like a football game or something. They got TVs all through the walk to get to the bathroom.
Well, you don't want to miss football. There's so many other movies playing in the movie theater.
No, I'm saying the stall is inside your theater.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
No.
Am I crazy?
No, Matt, they have them for football games. Like when you go to a bathroom, they have TVs where the game is on. You've never seen those TVs?
Do you know when you walk all the way up the steps and the guy that presses play is in that little glass box?
Yeah, just have it up there.
Why is it
disgusting?
Just so you can hear like,
are we have a bathroom right next to our kitchen?
You would not hear so much.
It's just this poop in the air.
No.
Like, Matt, I don't think you're visualizing this correctly.
It also sounds like a lot of money for these movie theaters to be spending, and movie theaters are struggling right now.
It's called customer service.
Okay. Have you ever been to a 4DX ever?
A what?
On a ride. I did Shrek 4D. You remember Shrek 4D?
I did the Minions ride.
But what does it smell like when you walk in? Because there's like water being sprayed.
It probably smells like mold in there because there's fucking water being sprayed everywhere every 5 seconds.
That's what I'm concerned about.
It probably smells like Cloud Nine.
Right. Avatar 2, Way of the Water. You know that shit smells moldy and like fucking fungusy.
Well, I was debating on going like to it after this just to watch it.
You want
to
go now?
I don't know.
People watching it in Northern California with the fucking tsunami coming. It's like,
no.
So,
wow.
So realistic.
I know what it's like.
The ceiling comes off. the ceiling's leaking.
No.
That's funny.
That is good.
Moviegoers think that 4D.
Like fully submerged. Headline,
fully it's submerged. It sounds like Escape Room where it becomes too real.
Yeah.
They don't know if true or not.
That's a good movie.
Escape Room.
George, a movie about a 4D movie.
I saw that picture of him.
That becomes too real.
And type they all 4DX. Die.
Can you just type in 4DX? I just want to see some images of what it looks like.
Wow. That is Matt, just the seat. The foot pedals.
Zane has a seatbelt.
4DX. I thought you'd be in like little pods.
But look at it. It like moves and shit. Oh,
it's too much.
Oh, I'm nauseous. But
imagine they made the 4D movies like The Simpsons ride where you lift off and the walls go down.
That's what I thought it was.
No. I just hope the audience. Look at the emojis. I also hope some people shut up. Like, what?
Wait, hold on.
I know people in there going, damn, this is intense. You're like,
look at what it all offers. You get rain, snow.
No, I don't want to be snowed on.
Electricity.
Oh, come on. Let's get high and go to 4DX.
No, this sounds horrible.
No, because you guys would be the ones talking the whole
bubbles,
time.
Bubbles? Wind? Rain?
What is bubbles?
Ooh, scents.
Lightning. Am I getting electrocuted in this chair? I don't understand.
Yeah, a little shock.
Wow. Is that what it looks like?
No, that's the D-Box one, right? Or Screen X. I don't like that. That's too big.
You know what I want to watch? How I want? I want to watch a horror movie like that.
Yeah, my man's sitting with his hands in the cup holder. But just gripping.
What horror movie, though?
I don't know. Mariah, what did you want to see a horror movie?
This is Avatar 2.
I would want to see Paranormal Activity.
No, oh. Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Did you watch it yet, Matt?
I have it. I might watch it tonight.
It's incredible.
I have.
I loved it.
It's on my list.
Oh, hell, the tornado.
Oh, tornado would be
too
fun.
Much. Just dirt. You get stuff in your eye.
Or the movie Escape Room. That'd be great in this.
Right.
I think that would make sense.
Imagine Sharknado.
Wait, wasn't the movie called Sharknado 4D? Or no, it was just Sharknado 4.
I bet they have one. I bet.
Like a Sharknado movie. Like you're getting lifted off your seat when a tornado's
over. Everyone's in their chairs and it starts circling. That's a good ride.
Oh,
you guys, but I don't get it. It's Avatar 2. It has all of that kind of stuff in it.
Attacking.
Yeah, why are you yelling
like,
at me?
I'd rather watch Sharknado with that. I'm like,
I think we're kidding, Matt. We don't genuinely want to watch Sharknado. But before we continue, I know you guys see this boofy in my hand.
This weekend.
We decided, Danielle begged me to wait till after her birthday, so that's why I'm still smoking until the 6th or the 7th, sorry. But it is great timing that this is happening. Right. Because the law, remember a few months ago, we saw that they were passing a law where they're going to get rid of fruity vapes, which I genuinely didn't think it would pass, but they just passed it. All the stores around me.
I voted for it.
Now they got rid of them. The stores all around me don't have fruity vapes anymore. I think they have a few left because they have to get rid of their inventory, but they all have flavorless tobacco vapes, which I don't smoke. So it's going to be really easy.
How many are you sitting on now?
300.
One.
Oh, well then
I didn't buy a bunch or anything.
Zane's gonna be driving across the state line. You're going to Vegas tomorrow. You better not be buying anymore, Zane.
Today.
You're
today,
going to Vegas today?
I leave tomorrow.
What time's your flight?
2.
It's 1:55.
I'm kidding. My flight's at like 5:30.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, you quitting nicotine.
Yeah,
I'm going to hold you accountable.
I'm a miserable start to the year.
I will hold you accountable to it.
You got it, Zane.
I've been smoking for so long, though, so it's going to be really, really tough. It's going to be really tough.
Oh, I know, Zane.
I think I'm going to gain like 30 pounds.
You might.
Don't go into it like that.
All right, we're going to wrap this puppy up. Thank you so much for tuning into another Zany Heath Unfiltered episode. As always, you can buy our coffee, Cremota.com. We have so many flavors, every flavor in the book. We also have a new flavor out. Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's going to be out right now. So we actually have truffle hot chocolate. Which is out. You can put it with water or milk, whichever way you prefer.
It's not coffee. Sorry. It's not a new flavor of coffee. It is just hot chocolate. It's hot cocoa powder.
And it is banging.
It is so, so good. And it's perfect for the holiday season. Well, it's not the holidays anymore, but it's
still
cold.
It's still cold weather.
It'll be cold for the next three months. You're going to want to get this. Dude, the truffle in this is impeccable.
It is so good. Rich.
It is unfiltered, crew approved, and that's all that you need to know.
And then also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get early access to these episodes and you're gonna get them ad free. We also post a bonus episode every single month. It's either gonna be a high episode or a drunk episode, and we always have a guest that comes on and joins us.
Our last guest was our roommate Danielle. She was on that episode, so you guys should definitely check
that episode out. Is up, so you can check that out. And then you also get access to everything we've posted on our Patreon in the past. patreon.com/ZaneandHeath.
Very good. Thank you. All for $5 a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you get an unwind. So right after the episode, we cut it, but we keep rolling for another like 20 minutes and hang out. So you get to see uncut, just us off camera, on camera.
Uncut.
Gems.
Circumcised.
Every single episode. So make sure to check that out.
Thank you so much. All right. We'll see you on later. We'll see you later on Unliners.
Unwinders. Bye, guys.
Flip flop later.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.